kind of, you know, priming the pump right now, so to speak. But I have an exercise for us to do next, okay? And this is going to help kind of understand where people are and then how to work with people. So let's just divide the room up. Let's have you guys, y'all are one team, okay? All right, so how about you guys, can y'all move over here? All right, to the center, and then you guys are a team. This is team A, team B, okay? All right, and I need a spokesman I need y'all to get together, all right, in a circle here, kind of get together, all right, and I want y'all to choose a spokesperson for your team. And let's see, I had those handouts. Where did they go? Oh, here they are. So we'll give you about five copies each. All right. You can just pass out like five.
Oh, just two.
Yeah. They can kind of read on with somebody else.
Five people is what you're saying.
No, just pass. Yeah, just give five copies out to the team. Yeah, and then I'll get five copies. All right. So. Yeah. Not everybody gets one. If you want to just share with somebody else. Yeah, I need it.
You have three.
That's enough.
All right, so we're going to give you a problem to solve.
Five.
Is that five?
I gave out five. One, two.
He gave.
All right, so here you go. So we're going to give you a healing. All right, so it's like business school. They always had us made... solve problems, okay? So there's no wrong answers with this, but I want to just kind of see where you guys are at, your understanding of healing and that sort of thing. So we got about five copies for each team. So look over it with somebody else, read over it, and I want you to give me some feedback, okay? All right. I want you to think about it. Y'all talk about it for a few minutes. Alrighty. I hear some talking. All right. Y'all thinking?
Yeah.
So you're here to minister to this person. How are you going to minister to them? What are you going to tell them?
What did Jesus do? Preach the word.
Okay.
I told her God wanted to heal her again.
Okay. All right, so what are some of the things that you guys might say or in ministering to someone in this situation? Okay. You guys got a few things? Okay.
I prayed for her to be healed again.
Okay. So.
Right now.
So you said be filled with the Spirit. Is that what you said?
I know you feel discouraged.
It's discouraged. Okay. All right. So think about this. What happens when someone gets healed, but then it comes back? How does that affect them? Brings fear. Okay. All right. So a lot of times you have to come against that fear, right? Because you know it's a shock, all right? Because they thought that you know it was over and done, and now they've got you know a bad diagnosis, and so fear.
God gave me a scripture right for the person in my dream.
Okay, all right. So we'll just talk about fear. All right. What else? Okay. Yeah. Down. All right. So, what else? What do you think they're dealing with? I'm just getting you to think. There's no wrong answers here. Yeah. How would you begin to minister to them? I mean, obviously it's the Holy Ghost, but...
I can speak the word.
Yeah.
Okay, Psalms 107, verse 20.
Yeah.
His word, and he healed you.
Right.
And then I'm going to give him the praise and worship with them. And then I'm going to go into thanksgiving, what he's already done in your life.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what...
So, I'll do this. Remind them of God's faithfulness.
Exactly.
What are his promises?
Right? So... Whatever he's done in the past, all right, he'll do it again, right? God's faithfulness, right? All right. I tell him, hey, even though you know about healing, the meal that you ate years ago was good for then, but you're going to have to get right back in the Word of God, right? And allow that Word to keep coming alive. Okay. All right. Because people get mindsets, well, I know that.
Yeah, that's what they say.
And so, but it they may know it and have received it before, but, you know, they're going to have to do their homework again and get back in the Word, get it fresh, okay, and so sometimes Christians, when something like this happens a second time, then they're like, "Well, I know all about that," but then
they don't really
get back in the saddle. You know what I'm saying, brother? You know it. What's that?
Fresh loaf of bread.
Fresh loaf of bread. Yeah. So, a fresh revelation. You know, and if someone battled. For years before, this one doesn't have to be the same. Okay? I mean, God's Word is the truth. All right? So, Jesus is the healer. All right? So, you guys, y'all got anything to share? Yeah.
To reinforce that this person that God loves them.
Oh, yeah, that's good. And he hasn't changed? All right.
That nothing is impossible with them. Now, in the circumstances may have changed, but God hasn't changed.
Okay.
Go back and remember what he has done before.
Yeah. God's faithfulness. Alrighty.
And take communion and enter into praise and worship.
Yeah, I like that. Taking communion. That's a good one, right? Okay. All right. And what does taking communion do? Puts Jesus in remembrance. All right. And that's one of the strongest connections that we can make to our covenant of healing, right? That's a good one. Okay. Anything else? Okay. All right. So I just thought we would do this just kind of as a way of thinking through how to minister to people, okay? And we're going to come across people at different levels, all right? But the more that we kind of prep, the more that we go through some of these things, then we're going to be ready. We're going to be able ministers of the new covenant. Amen? All right, everybody just lift up your hands one more time. Let's say it again. Say, my hands are Jesus' hands. My body is Jesus' body. My heart is Jesus' heart. And my words are Jesus' words. I expect, as I lay hands on the sick, I expect for them to be healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Just turn around about, give three or four people a high five in Jesus' name. And everybody said, you're blessed coming in. You're blessed going out.
This is wild. This whole scenario is what we're facing. This group of ladies, we're all connected with a dear friend.
Okay.
And right before you did this exercise, I went to Marie and said, we really would hope that we could gather together, stand firm for Sharon in the gap. And we were hoping that you would agree with us and maybe pray over her situation. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Same thing. So, I mean, same
exact same thing.
Diagnosed how many years ago?
Yeah.
So 20 years ago.
They have a friend that has the exact same situation.
Yes.
So,
Sharon.
Her name is Sharon.
Sharon. Her name is Sharon.
Okay. All right. So let's gather together and come in agreement.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.